During all the yoga exercises, keep your attention on the breath all the time. The movements are guided by the breath. Breath has the lead, so to speak. The movement seamlessly linked to the breath. You can pause with the movements anytime, taking time to tune in to the body and breathing sensations better. Try and be aware of body sensations as they come up from moment to moment. Learn to recognize and respect the signals that your body is sending you. What you feel will be different from one day to the next, from one exercise to the next, and often even from one breath to the next. Finding the adequate way of encountering what comes up now today is part of the practice. One day you feel energetic, one day tired, or your body may even be sending signals such as pain sensations sometimes. Never overstep your physical or emotional borders with willpower, but be consistent and turn towards what comes up with curiosity and kindness and a beginner's mind. Yoga is about focusing attention in such a way that the mind can become calm. This is not a forced act, but rather a way of letting be and turning towards what is helpful, healing, and already whole again and again. Moving body and breath in unison can be immensely helpful to let go of unnecessary tension, which we often carry around in the body as well. For example, in the muscles of our faces, the hands, the knees, shoulders, etc. What is in the body scan? We're not trying to reach some pleasant state. Rather, the exercise is to be with what is here right now, today, in this practice, in this exercise, in this breath and movement. Exercise 1. Taking a stand in the mountain pose. At first, let's begin to explore the right balance between energy and relaxation in an upright standing position, also called the mountain pose. Your legs are hip wide apart. Your knees are relaxed. Feel the contact of your feet with the ground. You can play a bit with shifting your weight until you find a point of easy and effortless balance in standing on your feet. Let your arms just hang alongside your body, soften your shoulders, and tune into the sensations in your back. Feel a sense of uplift in your spine, noticing also tensions or a tendency to sag and sink in. Taking a stand also means standing with our full natural size, not making ourselves smaller than we are, and also refraining from making ourselves bigger than we are. Just be fully here, fully present. Feeling your body as a whole as you're standing here. Noticing the places that are tense and the regions which feel relaxed. Being with what is, and if anything wants to change, just letting it. Now turn your attention to your breath, tuning in to its flow, rhythm, and quality. Feeling how the breath enters the body, the movements it's causing in the belly or anywhere else. Noticing the little pause and then how the breath leaves the body. And just letting the breath do its own thing, we're now going to add some movements to it. Exercise 2. Lifting the arms upwards. With the inhale, raise your outstretched arms in front of you up towards the ceiling. With each exhale, lower the arms again until they are hanging completely relaxed by your side. Repeat with each breath cycle. Inhaling, lift the arms. Exhaling, lowering them mindfully. Adapt the movement to the breath rather than the other way around. And merge the breath and the movement together so that they take equally long. And find out which speed and level of stretching is adequate for you today. Always remember that the outer posture is irrelevant. There is no right and wrong way to do these exercises. They are here to help you feel what is good and right for you. Feel the body sensations in your arms and shoulders as you move and breathe. In between movements and breath, relax any unnecessary tension. Complete the movement you're in until you're in the mountain pose again. Arms hanging relaxed by your side. Now feel any after effects and sensations of the movements that are here right now. Feeling the breath and just letting it do its thing. Being aware of your posture. And maybe relax your shoulders and knees again if they have tensed up. Exercise 3. Arm stretch in Namaste. With the next in-breath, raise your arms above the head over the sides until your palms are touching. With the out-breath, lower the arms before your chest with palms touching in Namaste. With the next in-breath, stretch up again. With the out-breath, lower your arms over the sides until your back to the starting posture. Repeat in the rhythm of your own breathing. Explore how much stretching you want to do today. Or if today is maybe the day where you explore the minimum necessary effort to make these movements. Now let the movement end and rest again in mountain pose, feeling the flow of body sensations as an echo of the movement you've just made. Exercise 4. adding eye focus attention on the finger. Now place your attention on the middle fingers of your hands. I use these fingers now as anchors for the eyes during the next series of movements. The eyes say a lot about the depth of our concentration. When they move about a lot, chances are that we're not very concentrated. We can also play with this and deepen our concentration by giving the eyes something to focus on. This often invites our minds to become calmer and more focused too. So, with the next inhale, raise your right arm in front of you as far above the head as you like, and keep your gaze on the middle finger of the right hand. Breathing out, lowering the arm again, eyes following the movement of the finger. With the next in-breath, switch sides, lifting the left arm now, eyes on the middle finger of the left hand. Breathing out, lowering the left arm and gaze. Continue to practice with alternating arms, lifting when breathing in and lowering when breathing out. Feel how your neck region and shoulders are doing, and the sensations in your hands and fingers. Try to completely relax the arm that is not moving. Cultivate patience and beginner's mind, coming back to the breath, movement, and looking at the finger whenever you notice that you've lost focus. And now, resting in stillness for a few breaths, tuning into the sensations in your neck and shoulders in particular, noticing how the breath is constantly moving the body without you doing anything. Exercise 5, forward bend. Throughout this exercise, please remember to keep your knees bended and gently tense your abdominal muscles to stabilize your lower back. Now, with the next in-breath, raise your arms over the sides, up above your head, looking at your thumbs, but keep the neck long. With the next exhalation, bend forward at the hips, back entirely straight. Only go down as far as you can keep the back straight. Bend your knees to assist this. With the in-breath, slowly come up again, back still straight, until at the end of the inhale, you're back in standing position, hands touching above your head. With the out-breath, then lower your arms over the sides. Relax in the breathing pause, and with the next inhale, raise the arms again. Look up at your thumbs. Exhale, bend forward. Inhale, come up. Exhale, lower your arms. Only repeat as often as feels right to you today. When you're finished, just rest in your breathing from moment to moment, noticing how the movement changed its quality and speed. Exercise 6. Four-limb stand, or the happy and annoyed cat. Now we're getting into the four-limb posture, supporting your weight on your knees and hands. Make sure your knees are below your hips, hip-width apart, and your hands and wrists just below your shoulders. Your neck is long. Feel how your breath's flowing and how it moves your back too, as the ribs expand with the in-breath and pull together with the out-breath. With the next in-breath, move the middle of your back region lower until you are in a hollow back position, the happy cat. With the out-breath, move the middle of the back up so that you have a hunchback like an annoyed cat. Your neck and your gaze moves along with the movement of your spine. Continue switching between happy and annoyed cat. Lower your middle back to a hollow back, breathing in, and moving slowly to the hunchback position with the out-breath. Explore what's happening with the breath when you move your back in this way. Imagine that your back is like a flexible metal spring. There are no folds or breaks in it. It just moves totally flexibly and with a gentle inner tension. In this exercise, you can also explore how yoga is about finding the right balance between necessary attention and possible relaxation, and how tension and relaxation can be there at the same time, a constant and flexible flux that is like the ebb and flow of life. Exercise 7. The spine twist. Now make yourself comfortable lying down on your back. Place your feet in front of your buttocks, knees pointing up, so that the knees and ankles of your legs are touching. Your arms are outstretched just below shoulder height, palms facing up. With the next out breath, let your closed knees sink to your right side and turn your head left. With the inhalation, bring knees and head back to the middle. With the next out breath, move your knees left and turn your head to the right. Inhaling, come back up to middle. Continue in this way, moving your knees to one side, head to the other with the out-breath, and coming back to the middle with the in-breath. Keep your shoulders on the floor and feel the sensations in your back and neck. practice in the natural flow of your breath, not forcing anything. Remember to let the breath guide the movement, making both equally long. As you concentrate on the breath and the movements of your body, you might want to check in from time to time to see whether your face, hands, and shoulders are still relaxed. Now, letting the movement subside, coming back to the middle. Feeling how your breath is going now, and what after effects of these movements you can feel in your body. Exercise 8, the shoulder bridge. Still lying on your back, move your knees and feet hip breadth apart. Your arms are lying close to your torso now, palms facing downwards. Maintain good contact with the soles of your feet with the ground throughout the exercise. And with the next in-breath, raise your back from the floor, starting with the lowest vertebra, going up further until the weight rests mainly on your shoulder region. With the out-breath, lower your back down to the floor again. Breathing in, only go up as far as feels right today. You can also make a very small movement, only lifting the lumbar region of your back. Find out what is adequate for you today. Now come to the end of the movement and observe your body sensations from breath to breath for a while. Exercise 9, caterpillar on the back. Still lying on your back, feet placed below your back, knees pointing up, you'll next lift your legs alternately and always both arms behind your head. So with the next inhale, raise your right leg and both arms. The leg only goes as far as it wants, stopping at the latest at the perpendicular. The arms go over the front and behind your head and coming to rest on the floor if that's comfortable for your shoulders. With the out-breath, move both arms to the front and beside your torso again and simultaneously lower the leg until it rests with the knee pointing up below your back again. With the next inhale, raise the other foot and both arms again and continue to practice in this way and rhythm of your breathing. practice with beginner's mind, doing each movement as if it was the first and the only. Observe the flow of sensations, thoughts, and feelings, and always come back to the present whenever you notice that your mind has gone somewhere else. Letting the movement end now, resting for a couple of breaths and observing the breath and the sensations in your body. Exercise 10. Mountain pose. Come back up to standing position in your own time, being mindful in every move. Take in a stand again with relaxed shoulders, hands, knees, face muscles. Notice how you're feeling now. What body sensations are there? Which thoughts? Which emotions or mood? Where in the body do you feel lightness or heaviness? Tension or relaxedness. Resting in the flow of your breathing, feeling the body as a whole. Just rest in the being, noticing that movements or events, stressful or pleasant in everyday life for that matter, are a bit like the weather on the surface of a mountain that don't change the stable and calm essence of the mountain one bit.